folks, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer coming to you live here, and I'm going to teach you the most valuable lesson you need to know at this moment about the information coming out in the Maricopa audit. Most important, I'm going to teach you right now how to read between the lines to understand the battle for freedom that's going on. Get ready, share this, let's get started right after this.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
More what? Coffee?
No, more money, because now Geico's discounts are even bigger, like our pay-in-full discount when you pay your whole auto premium up front, and our multi-policy discount when you bundle homeowners and auto.
Oh, I like saving money.
Wake up.
It's Gary Pigeon.
What were you dreaming about?
Nothing.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey there, folks. How's it going? Jovan Hutton Pulitzer here. Thank you for joining me today. I'm going to teach you in this broadcast how to read between the lines of all the information that you need to know that's going on in Arizona, because frankly, you're not getting the exact information that you need. And that is incredibly, important that if you've got to understand right here at the moment, you have to understand how to decipher the political gobbledygook that is going on. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to dive in to the executive summary that was provided, and I'm going to give you the insights you need to know so when you're talking with family and friends, you can explain to them what we're going through, how this is the battle for the very soul of America, how we're right on the cusp of making everything happen. I don't want you to get discouraged in the media basically putting out fake news. Look, they don't care about anything but the count. The count will be there. But what we're doing is trying to hold these people to account. And the account is the audit of exactly what's true or not. By the way, you can join me live in chat by going to Spreaker.com/show/Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. You'll be able to listen to me on the Spreaker podcast player, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, CastBox, Deezer, and Podcast Addict, and Podchaser. Now, as I do this information, you might want to take notes. And if you can, hop over into chat where people can join. Like right now, we have Arizona in the house, Kentucky, Indian Lake, Ohio, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Washington State, more Kentucky, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Vermont, Texas, Michigan, London, and yes, people are asking, even all the way from Ireland. Peter in Ireland says, hey, does your kinematic report have bombshells? Yes, you have to understand, my kinematic artifact detection has a massive bombshell in it. That's part of the problem of what's going on, and this is what the deep state is fighting to not have you understand. Now listen, I'd like for you to go to the Arizona Republicans, right? The Senate Arizona Republican site. You can find it online. You will see the Cyber Ninjas report. We're actually just going to be dealing with the executive summary at the moment. I'm going to be breaking down a few of these things so you understand how all of this works. because it's critical that you understand how this information affects you in your life and you explaining it to other people. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to give you a chance to pull it up. Go to the Arizona Republicans website. Look for the Cyber Ninjas report. We're going to be dealing with the executive summary, and I will be right back right after this.
You can find Joe Vaughn on Twitter at Joe Vaughn H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to JoeVaughnHuttonPulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook, too. Just go to Facebook.com/JoeVaughnHuttonPulitzer. You can find Joe Vaughn on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search hashtag Joe Vaughn Hutton Pulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Joe Vaughn is very unique. Did you know the name Joe Vaughn harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Joe Vaughn is God is gracious, Father. Joe Vaughn in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Joe Vaughn is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side Joe Vaughn is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Joe Vaughn is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
It's like Albert Einstein said, anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Let's get back to the show.
Okay, we're back, folks. You would be amazed at how many people, you would absolutely be amazed at how many people are tuning in from around the world. It's not just the United States. Florida jumped in. Pasco, Washington jumped in. But we have Belfast, Northern Ireland on with us. New Delhi tuning in. And that far-off place, DeSoto, Kansas. Yep, and New Mexico. Gully saying lawyers are a disease, and you're right, Gully's from Tampa Bay, Florida, lawyers are a disease, and I'm going to help you navigate through the gobbledygook so you understand what's going on. I got a little bit of feedback in my headphones. Let me know, everybody, if you're hearing me okay and if it sounds crystal clear as it should. What I want to do is, this was posted in the comments, you can go to azsenaterepublicans.com. azsenaterepublicans.com/audit. When you get to that site, you'll find the election audit documents. What you will not see there is my initial 80 pages of kinematic artifact detection findings for the first round, nor will you find my 197-page report or my 497 report there. At the moment, that's by design. I've been watching the chat. People are freaking out, going, boy, you must have found something good. Terry's saying, I sound like I'm in a can. Is that any better? Sound like I'm in a can. Does that clean it up? I'm having an interesting feedback issue in this broadcast. Don't know what it is, right? But it's a really odd feedback that I'm got going on. But go to the Arizona audit. Here's what you're going to see. You're going to see President Phan's letter to the Attorney General recommending taking a look at items. I'm not sure that letter is as strong as I would like it to be at all. But that's not what I'm going to cover in this report. You got the Cyber Ninjas report. That's where we are. You're going to see basically five things on that page. And that's at azsenaterepublicans.com. azsenaterepublicans.com/cyber-ninjas-report. You're going to see Cyber Ninjas Presentation 1, Cyber Ninja Presentations 2, Cyber Ninjas Report, Ninjas Report Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. Volume 3, when you get to Volume 3, you will find part of what they covered from my report. Now, my report, in here, they only covered three key things. My report is actually over 15, 20 plus something when we're all done. There's a difference between what we do and what the audit itself does, because our process has to go through a very rigorous process of testing, retesting, and certifying to make sure it's 100% correct. It also generates what's called a proof file. Now, you heard Doug talking about, 30 terabytes or more of one report. Anything when it comes into our system, we almost triple its size because we have to create proof files. Now, it is those proof files that are key, because that is what actually goes to the Attorney General, because you got to have the physical proof files. But yes, Sean asked, do they have your report? I'm going to hold back some things at the moment, and I am going to not tell you everything, because there is strategy and everything that goes on, but they do have my report. They have 80 pages of my initial report, 80 pages of my initial report, and that's key, right? And Terry asks, why has no one been arrested yet when they are on camera deleting the files the day before? Terry, you have to understand the strategy of this. It's not just catching people. It is actually, when people get caught, it's about turning them to the light side away from the dark side. Let's just say if somebody was deleting something on a machine, and please understand, in that process, there's intent. You know, they went into the database. They're looking for certain features. Those features that they're looking for are how they hide their tracks. Well, literally, somebody wrote a program to make it find those places in millions of files. Then they ran that program over the course of 3 days, many times. You have to understand, that's intent. That is the smoking gun in any case, absolute intent. It's not like Hillary saying, well, I didn't know that that was supposed to be secure email, or I didn't know that was classified. See, that's the difference between a half-ass audit and a full forensic audit. A half-ass audit is to provide cover to junk. A full forensic audit is to actually provide enough information to make sure it doesn't happen to us again, and the people responsible go to jail. And so sometimes those people are more valuable still on the outside than they are valuable just basically being locked up. And so all of this has to do with strategy. Now, James Lucas writes an interesting thing, that he read that Corey Langhofer, that's the attorney, threatened to pull Logan's indemnification if he published a true version of the report. Namely, the state Senate would remove their shield from Doug being sued. Now, I know that's gotten out there, and I do for a fact know that is true. And so, James, you understand how dirty this is. Now, I want you to understand that that's the attorney for the Senate, the very people conducting the audit. That tells you a lot about how wide-ranging the sides may be in okay, what do we show to the public and what do we don't know? And that's part of the battle that's going on, is there is stuff for the public consumption and there is stuff that the system does not want people to know. That is, should we say, the complication in there, right? That is the complication in this system. But let's get on into it. I'm headed to the executive summary, and let's kind of go through it one by one. So I'm actually reading page 1 of 7. It's the executive summary that was put out by Cyber Ninjas. I'm going to give you a little bit of the decoding info that you need to understand on how to read what's actually being said. You know, many times you would think that auditors get to express stuff exactly based on what they find and the way they find it. If somebody finds something that is purple, they should be able to call it purple. But if purple has been deemed a no-no word, then, you know, you got to work around it and they'll allow you to call it violet, but you can't call it purple. And that's how some of this happens in this process. And so the most important thing that came out, there's 57,734 ballots with serious issues identified in the audit. You did not see everything. You will. But let's go down to the major issues identified. And I want to help you understand what they mean and how egregious these are, because many of these, by law, if you just look at the law, you look at the statutes, you look the way they're supposed to be done, are, in fact, crimes. Now, here's the number one you see on page 1 of 7 of the Cyber Ninjas executive summary. It says there were more than 10,000 double votes. 10,000 double votes. If you watch the hearing, there were people that voted their ballot twice. There were people that voted three times. There were even people that voted four times. That in and of itself is, in fact, a serious compromise of the election. If you are a voter in Maricopa County, Arizona, your rights under the law were violated, were seriously violated. And that is because simply your vote, you know, if somebody votes double and you're a voter in Arizona, somebody votes double, that basically means your vote, if you're a voter in Arizona, could have been one of the ones that actually was canceled. How does it feel to have your vote canceled? It's not just about stealing votes, it's about canceling votes, which is equally stealing. But here's what you need to know about those 10,000. It's not just the fact that there were 10,000 double votes. It's the fact that some of these double votes were hidden in a form that you had the same voter but voting across the precinct or county lines. Did you catch that? Imagine a voter voting once and then casting another ballot. That is an illegal fact on its own. But imagine when you find out that multiples of these people not only voted multiple times, but they voted multiple times in numerous precincts or areas or across county lines. That's one of the smoking guns when it comes to an audit, that you see there was deception involved. Now, the difference here in all of this you've ever seen is you've seen officials get off because they say, well, that's not what I intended. Somebody feeding in the ballots can say, I accidentally dropped the ballots on the floor. They got mixed up. I thought I got them back in the right order. I ran them in. Oops, it was an accident, human error. That's how it went. These are how a lot of these things are explained. But you have a far more difficult time explaining these things when, in fact, you have the same voter, same phone number, same address, same exact name, with different voter IDs, but they are voting not only multiple times, they are voting in multiple places. That is one of the big, big points of understanding the illegal nature of what was done in many instances in Arizona. There were actual illegal acts undertaken. Now, they will poo-poo duplicate ballots as an accident. I just explained how it could happen. You have so many people in a rush of the day, they accidentally did it. And it does, in fact, happen accidentally. But it's only when you get down to the deep information, the exact information by precinct, by ballot, that you actually find these nefarious activities occurred. Do me a favor, share this right now. Get your friends and family, even the naysayers, to join in. I'm going to read more, and then I'm going to do the second half of the show. I'm just going to be answering your questions. I'll be right back right after this.
Your host for this program is Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, the internet pioneer who created Scan to Connect and Scan Commerce. You know, while you're able to scan codes with your mobile device and get information. So, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Jovan is an Ashkenazi Jew? What is an Ashkenazi Jew? Ashkenazim are a Jewish diaspora population who coalesced in the Holy Roman Empire around the end of the first millennium. The traditional diaspora language of Ashkenazi Jews is Yiddish, developed after they had moved into Northern Europe, beginning with Germany and France in the Middle Ages. Here are some other well-known Ashkenazi Jews. Sergey Brin, founder of Google. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook. Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle. Steven Spielberg. Leonard Nimoy. And even Albert Einstein. Here are some weird facts about Ashkenazi Jews. First, history suggests they were winnowed through persecution throughout history. Studies show that Ashkenazi Jews can trace their ancestry back to a bottleneck of just 350 surviving individuals dating back between 600 to 800 years ago. It has been said that only the smartest Jews survived persecution. And it is believed this is what led to Ashkenazi Jews having a very unusual cognitive profile, combined with the highest average IQ of any ethnic group in the world today. See, I told you, Jovan really is a total weirdo.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. No more fucking ABBA.
We're back, and this podcast will give you a massive dose of tech and business savvy. So let's get started. Here's Jovan.
Don't give the mainstream news that wants to make your mind mush any credit, because they really don't want you to understand this information. But think about the fact that all of this was discovered, just like Terry said, smart listeners to the program, all of this was discovered without the routers. Now think about that. Think about how much is fully, even more, going to be disclosed when you have the Splunk and the routers and everything else that goes with it. Now, do you understand why they're fighting so hard? Now, literally, in the count, yeah, you're going to have the paper and you're going to have the count. When you're running a sophisticated operation, you're going to make sure, to the best you can, the paper's going to be there. But I've always told you the paper was the key to understanding what went on. Now, I'm going to point out, if you watch Dr. Shiva's brilliant presentation, just on the envelopes and signatures, that is just a copy of an envelope, not even the ballot, folks. Just the envelope. And if you can find over 17,000 bad votes just from the envelope images, then you have a really good understanding of what we're looking at when you look at the physical ballots. That is why all of this is a bombshell, and that's why both sides of the equation, left and right, have been running for cover and doing everything they can to make sure you do not get the deep information. Jimmy's tuning in. He's an ex-Chicago, and hey, Chicago politics came to play in 2020. It was taught to the United States of America by a true Chicago politician operative by the name of Barack Obama. Jimmy's tuning in. He says he now lives in Sandviken, Sweden. Lucky for you. Nice job. Very nice job. Anyway, yes, there has been tremendous findings, not only in the criminal side, but the fact that most all of it violates the 14th Amendment of our Constitution. Now, a lot of people are wanting to know, just like Charity, what is the push to decertify? You have to understand how this works. It is now going in stages. Now you'll start to see whether it accelerates or decelerates. This is now the one, your eyes are open, but you now know, for a matter of fact, you're going to be able to tell whether the politicians are good eggs or bad eggs. And it's very simple. They're either going to push this through to get to the point of indictments, or they're going to ignore it. You now have total transparency on your government. If you live in Arizona, you are going to find out now with the AG, and this is why everybody has to communicate with these lawmakers. You have a stake in this in the United States of America. You have a bigger stake in it if you are from Arizona and live there, and if that's where you vote. Here's why. You either now live in a free state, or you live in the very first transparent slave state. And this is what I mean. If your senators, congresspeople, any elected officials, and this AG do not pursue this, you now know that you live in a state that is officially transitioned from a free state to a slave state. That means they have put a fence around your state to control you in Arizona, to control everything you do, to control the way you live your life, because that's what's coming next if you allow this type of deception to continue. It is now out in the open, and you have something to measure your lawmakers against. You have been given a brilliant gift. You know what that gift is? You have hard, cold, provable, documented facts. You do not need the media. We do not need the media. And frankly, I think the media is a can of horseshit. In fact, a can of horseshit is far more favorable than what we have in the media. Because what you have is absolute, rock-solid, undeniable proof. And now it is up to the people of Arizona. You've always been told you were the first domino. You're here. It is going to come down to you fighting for this, and I mean this in a very polite and civil way. Don't pull out any guns or start threatening anything. You will only cost us all of our guns. They're looking for an excuse. Do not do that. Do not even say stuff like that online or post it or whatever. You will cost us all. What you have to do is you do exactly what Danny is saying do. Starting tomorrow, we all need to be calling reps in Arizona and demanding they make this right. Even if you are not in Arizona, still call. Call Ducey, call Berefich. Let them know we stand behind them in their decision to file charges. You need to call and email everyone who can contribute to fixing this. I'm telling you right now, if you didn't pay attention to me before, remember, I'm the guy that told you what was up. I'm the guy that told you way back in December last year, do not go to D.C. on the 6th. It's a setup. At some point, you have to believe in the strategy I'm telling you to really enforce it. I am telling you right now, the easiest way to integrate into your life total transparency of the government to fix the shit that they did to us is when you're in the shitter. And here's how I mean it. When you're going to the bathroom, use that. My show starts out with a mental enema. I'm going to give you the story here, folks. If you will just remember, every time you go to the restroom, you have a little time on your hands. And no, I'm not talking about your winky being named time. I am talking about while you're there doing your business, you have your phone anyway. Don't Facebook, don't Twit, don't do any of that stupid stuff right now when we need you. Have emails already in your email list. If you will make out a dummy email, two in your reference line, and name every one of the lawmakers in Arizona. Then once you have it in there and you save it as a draft, you can just copy and paste into the next email. You should be sending them an email every day. Every day you should be doing that. And you probably go to the restroom more than once a day. I'm telling you, this is the formula. It's the easiest way to remember it. It's how you keep up the heat. If you want the shit gone from government while you're in the shit house, you better hammer them. Same thing with just making a phone call. Be nice. Don't cuss. Don't scream. But tell them, look, you now have rock solid proof. And if you stand for the United States of America, and if you stand for transparency, and if you want us to continue to be made up of free states and to save our republic, then we expect you to begin an investigation and pressing charges because these were crimes. Jeremy has it right. Thank you, Jovan, for so much for what you're doing. He's got it right because he says the future of our country, our children, our grandchildren depend on this. We all have to make a stand and do not allow this momentum to cease. We have to keep fighting and standing up for what's right and the truth. Remember, the media is complacent in this. Their job is to take all of the mushy minds, to tell them nothing to see here, folks. They even confirmed Biden won. No, that is not what happened. It confirmed there were papers showing he had votes that showed he won. It's still monopoly money, folks, not real money. Their job in this whole con game is to make sure the weakest of all minds continue to work on your mind and tell you you're full of crap. This is where you have to be strong. I listen to people after the Arizona thing saying, oh, I believe Joe Biden, I'm not even going to follow this. You know what? If you did, you just quit. And we cannot quit. We can't quit. We have to stay on this. Jamie's saying, do you think we have grounds for a move of decertification? I'm not only hearing that from other people I trust, I'm hearing it from multiple attorneys. I'm hearing it from other senators. 41 lawmakers wrote a letter to A.G. Brnovich telling him, time to decertify. But you have to stay completely in it. Patricia Shepard wrote, Ray Stern, MC County Recorder, lied. Senate Audit Liaison and former Republican Secretary of State Ken Bennett confirmed yesterday that the audit didn't determine that any ineligible voters voted. Well, Ken is a wimp, right? A limp wimp. I don't even call him a limp wimp. I call him a limp noodle. No, he's a waterlogged single piece of hair. That's as much as he covers. You know, his claim to fame is he did other audits, and the largest audit ever conducted in Arizona. Do you remember that one? No. Do you remember what it changed? No, because it didn't change a thing. He's never been strong enough to say what he needs to say because he's playing a political game. Most politicians are playing always a political game. Big Lifter says the real meat of this entire audit was the paper. You are exactly correct. You are correct. And you know if that paper is not true, that is, in fact, the legal vote. So it's interesting that the news and some senators and stuff focused on, well, the count's there. No, the paper's there in a optical illusion of the count. Most people don't trust Ducey. Cindy said, can Ducey's mind be changed with your added info about not decertifying? I think, just like you saw the media run with an abridged, not the real report, and they blasted on the wire everywhere, look, Biden won, go look at the results. Well, what they did is they drove non-believers to the audit because they want to gloat, and when they watched the results, they got a shock of their life. So the media was used, and the media played it perfectly. You're going to find some of these lawmakers that have said, nothing there, folks. You're going to find them backtracking really quick because the heat is now on. You can do it. And yes, Zach, I am going to still do a locals exclusive where I can 100% talk about the findings. You saw three of my major findings of many in there. I'm going to break it down for you. I'll give you the announcement. I'm trying to figure out how I sync my screens with locals so I can show you this and explain it. Otherwise, I just have to talk on camera. Not that you want to look at my big-ass forehead for so long, but I do want you to be able to see it so you understand it. Right now, I'm thinking we have to produce that segment. I'll post it, it will run for my subscribers, and then immediately after it runs, if you join right in, then I will do a live chat, and I can answer your questions in detail. Vincent Thomas says, I know they didn't use the vote secure paper for the ballots. No, they did not use the right vote secure paper for the ballots. What's really interesting, you understand, there's a difference between the runback paper and a difference between the ballot on demand paper. I am surprised how many times the state of Arizona, Maricopa, has put out, we use this paper, this paper, this paper, this paper, when we absolutely know that's not true. Vincent basically said, how many ballots were pre-printed votes? How many were not folded in mail? Can you identify the ballot paper where it was bought from by whom? Yes, 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 and yes, and that's on its way. This is what's going on. And of course, you know, Real Charlie's Angel says Harry Hursty is in denial and overdrive. What do you expect him to do? He's a system player. Leah says, when do the NDAs expire? Everybody's NDA expired when it went public yesterday, except technically certain areas of mine, which are still part of the investigation, going directly to the AG. So look at it this way. You were given three key findings of mine, which I'm going to discuss on my locals. If you don't follow me there, go there. JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com. JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com. Make sure you follow me there. I'm going to talk about those three in great detail. But at the moment, you're only seeing three, and there's 17 more. 17 more. And that's why you're asking, like Martin and I, my question is simple. What is the result of the kinematic artifact detection paper link examination on the ballots? Is it not ready yet? When's it going to be ready? We've already filed 4 reports with the Senate. You have not been allowed to see any of it. It is wildly controversial. It rocks their world. But we're just going through the process right. So it is done the right way, which is in fact why it has been kicked directly to the Attorney General. And yes, it is unfortunate, like Don Garcia says, that our freedom is hanging in the balance depending upon the Arizona Attorney General to do the right thing. That's tough. But Richard has the real say. See, the AG can't ignore it if he ever wants to get into the Senate, and he's running for the Senate. Do you think that guy that's an AG right now can ignore it running for the Senate if he totally ignores these findings and does anything? Do you ever think in Arizona he's going to jump to the Senate? Not no, but hell no. Can he use it to his advantage to be a hero and do what America asked for him? You better believe it. If he is just transparent on the findings and goes after the convictions that are there and really doesn't play a game, then absolutely he'll turn in to a political rock star. These are the choices these people are having to make. I believe you have to start putting pressure on Ducey. You need to deliver Ducey a doozy. And that doozy is, we're going to audit you now because you now know what this has. You now know what's under. They're playing games right now, and you cannot allow this to happen. And unfortunately, proper propaganda and disinformation and damn lies are out there, and you're right, media is an arm of the government. That is the way they play this game. But never in history have you ever had 100% the real information. Your eyes are open more now than they ever have been. Ever in history. You have to burn their ears and fingers off digitally. And I don't mean with lasers. I mean with phone calls and emails telling them you expect them to now follow up with this. I mean, there's so many simple things here. Tens of thousands of ballots, tens of thousands, were cast from individuals who we know moved out of the area prior to the election. Now, here's what's interesting. You can't forward a mail-in ballot. Did you know that? See, people can move out of state and away, and their mail will be forwarded to them. You know what's not forwarded by law? Their election ballot. So when there's tens of thousands of ballots cast illegally from individuals who had moved prior to the election, you have to ask yourself a simple question. How did they get their ballot? You see, the underbelly of this con game, the true rig in this con game, is only about knowing the information, knowing where the information stands at any moment. That's why if you look at Dr. Shiva's chart at the end, how they knew exactly when they needed to scan more. 25% of those duplicate ballots came in basically election day. But 25% more of those duplicate ballots came in after Election Day all the way through the 9th. Do you know why? They needed to keep on making up votes. And you only know you need to make up votes if you're sitting on the information and inside the system at the same time. Long before you have to embrace all of this stuff, you have to embrace our election systems are compromised. There are deep state actors, nefarious actors that are in our system every moment of the time, watching every single vote so they know exactly what move to make. Therefore, you also have to understand One of the easiest ways to prove that this is, in fact, collusion is, who's the keeper of the list of the people that moved away and got notifications they moved away? Why weren't those people removed from the list? Oh, I know why. Because if we don't remove them and we make sure we get those things picked up because we know they're gone, then we have what? Tens of thousands of ballots to vote the way we want to vote. That's how big this rig is. I'll be back with my closing comments right after this.
Your host for this program is Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, the internet pioneer who created Scan to Connect and Scan Commerce. You know, while you're able to scan codes with your mobile device and get information. So, hang tight. We'll be right back.
You can find Jovan on Twitter at Jovan H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/JovanHuttonPulitzer. You can find Jovan on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Jovan is very unique. Did you know the name Jovan harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Jovan is God is gracious, Father. Jovan in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology, Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Jovan is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side, Jovan is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Jovan is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
Did you know Jovan gets fingered by almost a billion people a day? Yep, that's every time they use certain features on their mobile device and click it with their finger to make it work. And they don't even know his weird brain came up with that. Now back to the show.
I'm watching some of you comment that the AG in Arizona is a politician. I don't know. I've heard that. I have heard that. But I also know he's running for the Senate. Cindy says, we're living in a Wizard of Oz movie. Jovan is pulling back that curtain to reveal the identities of all the wizards. I'm trying to do that. Wendy Rogers is working on this, Kelly Townsend and others. I'm hearing all over, people are sharing tweets and stuff, trying to get to the bottom of it. Julie says, who has the Arizona Congress email list? Just go to AZ for Arizona, LEG for legislature.gov, AZLEG.gov. Click on the Senate and or Congress, and you can get all of their emails and phone number. So, you know, I wish this was different at the moment. But anything that comes easy is not worth it. And anything, you know, anything that you really want worth it is certainly not going to come easy by any stretch of the imagination. Anything that sticks has to be worth fighting for. And it takes a large, hard, blood-filled battle. And exactly that is what's going on. Because this is a battle. It's a battle between ballots, bribes, and back backdoor deals. And there's so much they cannot back away from it. That is why they are fighting so hard. They are fighting incredibly hard. But yes, I'm going to give you even more details I can talk about as I do it. I do that on Locals to keep you and me safe. And that is JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com. JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com. This is a public document I'm talking about. Therefore, it's safe. It's out there. Even the Senate put it out there. When I give you the deep, deep inside scoop, I have to do it where I protect both you and me, and that's at JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com. Writer says, but you're behind a paywall at Locals. Yes, I am, on a fraction of it. Not all of it, a fraction of it. But yes, some things are just for subscribers. It's done for that reason, because those are the people that are literally fighting the hardest for the truth. I want them to have it first. Those are the warriors that are in this battle firsthand, not just observing. And therefore, there are things that I put behind the paywall because they're so wildly controversial, so hard-hitting, that it would get both you and I canceled on social media, but I still want you to have the information because then you can decide how to talk about it and what risk you want to take having that literally deadly information. That's why I do this, but these are history. You are watching history take place, but I don't want you to get down about it. Imagine if this was going on in the 40s or the 50s or the 60s. We wouldn't know anything. Hell, in the 60s, we were taught that one bullet could go through a car, seats, two men, back and forth through bone and whatever, and be found still intact, exactly as a bullet, no damage, laying on a gurney in a hospital like the body of the President JFK regurgitated it like a werewolf, healing himself, right? An underworld just pooping the bullet out of his body because he was a werewolf. That doesn't happen. And so why do we have museums to that lie? Think about that. This is where that JFK magic bullet theory exactly confirms exactly what your government wants you to believe. That's who did it, was LBJ, and that's what even started this mess way back then. That the media would collude to bend the minds of America. And yeah, we have a museum on the sixth floor in Dallas, Texas, the sixth floor book depository, that is going to convince you that that bullet was shot and traveled multi-directioned, pinged back and forth, went through car material, seat material, people's body and bone, and came out pristine, and actually somehow fell out on the gurney at the hospital. That same manipulation is on right now. It's a far more sophisticated game. And they're trying to dazzle you with data bullshit and a media deluge. That dim besides their name doesn't mean they're the dominant party. It literally now stands for they're just the dumbasses. And they wear that D properly. And they wear that D proudly. And they suck up on that media because they have their heads in the sands and they don't want to deal with it. So let them wear that D for dumbass. You might not wear an R, but at least I'm going to give you the R of reality and realism so you know exactly what is up. Don't forget, we have to pound the hell out of the AG and every lawmaker in Arizona. I'm going to help you do it. And we have to tell them, you prosecute this because you have evidence. Now, let's deal with some of the simple facts. Okay, as we pound on them, here's what I want you to know. If you just took mail-in ballots that were voted from a prior address, not supposed to be done, not supposed to have their, how did they get their ballot anyway? But let's forget that aside. It's illegal. 23,344 ballots were cast that way. That is an incredible breakdown in the system. Voters that voted in multiple counties. How does that happen? There's 10,342 of those. That is a breakdown in the system. You have voters that returned more ballots than they should have had. How many ballots should you have? It's a simple test. 1 plus 0 is still 1. Each voter, 1 vote, 1 person. However, somehow 9,041 voters, 9,041 individual voters returned more ballots than they are supposed to have. 2,382 did not even live in Maricopa. 2,081 had moved away more than a month ago. And these are low-level fruits. Look, the Senate allowed you to see the low-level findings, which, by the way, all of them add up to this election was not fair and should just be redone. At its base level, all this means is the election needs to be redone. I would remind you, what, 60, 90 days ago in New York City, there was a battle for the mayorship. There was a primary between Democratic Party, you know, players wanting to become the new king of New York. When they started their election, one person won, and when they knew it was wrong, no way that person could win, they actually found out, accidentally, oops, I'm sorry, there were 135,000 votes preloaded into the system. How did they do it? They ran in test ballots. Well, remember, our system's porous. They ran in test ballots that had this character's name voted on it, and magically, they didn't clear the machine. Now, was this 135,000 votes in one location? No. It was across all of the precincts, which show it was a concerted effort trying to get that person in the mayor's mansion, or the mayor's house in New York City. But of course, the Democrats knew that I'm not going to let that dumbass win. He used that trick, and I wanted to use that trick. And so what did they do? They immediately decertified that election, and they redid it. I think they redid it. If it was not 30 days, it was 60 days later. They completely redid the election. So that's why I want you to understand. This is not about who's president. This is not about even which party won. And people are asking, I'm seeing it now, how many of those double votes were for Biden? That is not what matters. What matters is the whole thing was conducted improperly. Get this straight, guys. The whole thing was conducted improperly. So what has to happen is this election, very simply, just needs to be redone. That's it. This can actually be done in 30 days. Did you know that? The machines are out there. The addresses are in the system. Runbeck can rerun all of the Maricopa ballots in just 2 days. And all of those ballots, now it's great that they cleaned the list. And we should check them hard for duplicates. And then send all the damn ballots out. Let them come in and be done right. And if that was the real result, then people should vote the same way. And we'll see it again. This time our eyes will be open. But I think at its base level, all that has to happen is Maricopa County alone needs to reprint the ballots with supervisors, with observers, send them all back out now that we got even a better cleaned up list. Remember that? 638,000 names gone because they weren't real. Clean it all up, send a new ballot, let the chips fall where they are. And if Joe Biden is the official president chosen by Maricopa County, so be it. It is that simple to fix this. It's just paper and stamps. Why waste all this money on lawsuits and suing and all this other stuff? We could have remailed these ballots many times over. For the cost of the audit, all of the damn ballots could have been remailed and recounted over. It is that simple. The rules were not followed. Voters were not afforded equal protection under the law. And if, just like Dini says, if you want to ensure voter confidence, just do another election. It is not that big. It is not that hard. Oh, by the way, I know people are saying no mail-in ballots. It can still be done with mail-in ballots with new rules. And it can be still done with mail-in ballots as long as we're involved in the beginning and we know, just like Karma says, it's the right paper. It's very easy to control this. Shane asked, Jovan, is there a way to identify who the bad ballots were voted for? Yes, sir. You can tell whether they're Trump and Biden. Yes, sir. You can. But this can be redone. It can be done without mail-in ballots, with mail-in ballots. This is just done according to the rules, the right way, with equal protection under the law. That's all it takes. It is so easy to fix this. And yes, it can all be in person. If that's what Arizona wants, it can all be in person. Hell, they can put up a website, let you go on it as a verified voter, and confirm how do you want to vote, mail or in person. You get to choose. And that's exactly how many mail or in-person votes there should be. It is so easy to handle. Folks, share this program, would you please? It's not about likes, it's about shares. We got to get this word out there. I'm going to continue breaking these down. I'm going to be releasing videos so you understand how each of these rigs work, so you understand each of the things we found. Yes, I'm going to be doing very detailed exclusives. It has to be this way. On my locals, I will announce it in advance when I do it. I said I'm trying to coordinate how to do it right because locals does not let me share my screen. I need for you to see certain things. I'm trying to figure out how to do that. How to coordinate it. There are some features that are not in locals that I would like. Therefore, I might have to record it first, insert the images, put it on, you watch it. As soon as it ends, I come back on in a chat live with you, and then I can discuss it with you after you just watched it being presented. Folks, you are the smartest patriots in the room. Continue to fight this fight. It's going to be up to us. Arizona, you have to decide if you're going to continue to live in a slave state. And the way you'll know that is if they won't fight for you. Thank you very much. Please share this. I'll see you again real soon.
That went by fast.
Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer live. And as Jovan says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Speaking of doing it, let's do this again next time. Find Jovan on all social media.
Or search hashtag Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Or by visiting jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
Until next time.
travel and explore. You're a fearless, brave heart patriot who's open doors. You are courage, you're our voice. Jovan, we thank you for what you're fighting for. You're our warrior. You are brave like a lion. You David fighting Goliath, couldn't ask for more. You're our warrior. Think of what you've done for you, for me, for our country. You'll go down in history as our warrior.
Our world.